the merry month of May, the very, very, very month of May, the very merry month of May, the very merry month of May.
During which we are making merry ourselves, but off air. So this is not an episode. Yes. Therefore, it's merely a little heads up that there's no three bean salad now or throughout May.
In the same way that anyone with a job or any profession will know that you take one third of the month off, don't you? That's how you. Otherwise,
that's
how
standard.
Would you be able to? Yeah.
Bolted onto that is the fact that, of course, May is the fifth month. And we have a natural aversion to working on the fifth of anything, if we can help it.
Exactly.
Also, as we've discussed, Henry and Mike are both going to the coronation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's going to take up quite a lot of time. Sort of coming down from that is going to be pretty hard on you two, I think.
It's going to be a big come down. I mean, because it's so much anticipation, isn't it? Because, Mike, you've been storing the, was it three different sacred oils, isn't it? You've had to
I've got the scepter polishing gig now. Yeah.
Are you polishing the scepter?
Well done. Thanks.
Nice.
Which has to be done beforehand and throughout the coronation. And then the rest of my family will be dulling it afterwards. It has to be dulled immediately after he's been anointed as king.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, if it was stolen, then someone else could theoretically, certainly in the eyes of God, anoint themselves.
If they've got their hands on a shiny scepter, then yeah.
Yeah.
Banged to rights.
So then you're looking at immediate civil war.
Which we could do without at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not what we need.
No, because Britain, you know, we haven't had a civil war in the era of PayPal.
A lot of people say that PayPal is the one thing preventing civil war.
And we've also not, I don't think, had a civil war in the era of stainless steel forks.
That's true.
Which is what everyone will be arming themselves with. And obviously, it seemed like a huge bonus for humanity. It has done for decades. But
stuff them in a blunderbuss and fire them at someone, and you've got a different story.
Yeah, and same goes for garlic crushers, cheese graters. The country is now armed to the teeth in civil war terms.
Well, we've been going. Yeah, there's been a fork race going on for years, hasn't there? I've certainly been amassing stainless steel forks.
And you picture a medieval civil war. I mean, they bite your arm off to get access to the kind of utensils that even your average kitchen has.
Hmm.
Add to that, Le Creuset pans, Smeg kettles. It's going to be ugly, isn't it?
I'm actually I'm going away out of the country for some of May,
hmm.
And I'm in a bit of a dilemma at the moment. I'm travelling hand luggage only.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easier to spread word of the new king that way, isn't it? If you're travelling light.
Yeah, you need to be light on your feet.
And the bag is just full of pamphlets.
And tiny flags.
Yeah. And I bought myself a spork, a travel spork.
Oh.
Have you?
But then I was thinking, will it get taken off me in security? Could I spork my way into the cockpit and then spork the pilot? Theoretically speaking, that's not what I want to do with the spork.
Oh, let us know. Yeah, it does seem like a high-risk item, doesn't it? In the right hands. A spork could be deadly.
I once took some razor blades through hand luggage in an airport in Germany, and they I got taken to another room. It was bad. It was bad vibes.
The trouble with the spork is you cut and then prod. Because obviously with a knife and fork, you cut, prod, don't you, at the same time?
You can just prod and scoop, I think. Sure.
You prod and scoop, do you?
Well, so a spork is a spoon and a fork. That's scoop and prod.
Oh, scoop, yes.
But the one I've bought has got a serrated edge, so it's actually
a spife.
Oh, that sounds, well, yeah. I think the fact that you didn't reveal that from the get-go is even more suspicious, Ben. That's going to get taken off you in no time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm emailing the airport as we speak.
Yeah. Because it's basically a kit whereby you can get onto a plane, essentially murder the pilot, and then sort of eat him in a fairly comfortable and convenient way.
And his yogurt.
Mm. And his yogurt. Ben, as you're using that spork, something you'll discover, which is that no matter how nice the plate of food is, by dividing up the usual cut, prod, scoop of having a knife and fork in each and spoon in each hand, in each of your three hands.
And
having to do
your ketchup in your prehensile tail.
How about by just breaking that, giving you only one interaction point with the food? So you have to do those things. What you have to do, you have to do the slice, then I have to reset, then I have to do the prod, I have to reset again, then I do the skewer. Then just by breaking it up like that, it completely takes the joy out of eating a meal.
But also, it leaves me with one idle hand.
It does.
During the meal. And
with
I've never
which
had
to wave
before.
A tiny flag.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
I've also got a penknife. Can you take a penknife on a plane? Probably not, right?
Well, I always... You can take a pen on a plane. I think there's the other part of that word is the one you need to examine a bit more rigorously.
My gun? Can I take my gun on the plane?
What about your 4 kilos of plastique? Can you take them?
Yeah. What about your gnork, which is your gun, which is also a knife and a fork?
Plans for May? Anything exciting on the horizon?
May.
I don't think I've got anything interesting planned for May at all.
Probably just reacquaint myself with some of the great works of English literature, I expect.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And
that stuff.
Probably think deeply about the implications of artificial intelligence on the arts. You know.
Yeah. And obviously I'll just be practicing for the podcast. That's what I do. It's 95% practice and training, isn't it? And 3% diet.
Yeah, what people hear is the tip of a very big iceberg.
Yeah, of an effort berg.
Yeah, but you'll be spending a month plugging a headphone jack into a side of your laptop, pulling it back out again, plugging it back in again.
Yeah, plug it back in,
out again,
plug
it back in. Yeah.
And just getting that motion as smooth as possible, so it's almost effortless now. You know, almost you don't think about it.
So yes, we're not here for May. If you'd like to hear more Three Bean Salad, you can go to our Patreon if you're not already a Patreon member, where there is a vast back catalogue of bonus episodes that you won't be able to hear anywhere else. And why not just sink into that like a deep, warm bath of lukewarm banter?
Yum, yum, yum.
Just take some me time.
Yeah.
Light a candle.
Just do the guff. It's underwater. Do it. Do the guff.
It's fun.
It's fun. It'll tickle.
It's fun.
Guff into the lukewarm guff.
But yeah, so until June, summer, I mean, it's going to be a big vibe shift into summer.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to be smelling, it's going to be suntan cream, it's going to be shades, isn't it? It's going to be pineapple, sort of charred
pineapple. Everything's pineapple flavoured.
Everything's pineapple flavoured.
It's Samba podcasting.
It's Samba podcasting. It's going to be limbo, isn't it? It's going to be it's going to be steel drums. It's going to be fun, super fun cocktails. Sandy cracks.
Sandy volleyballs.
Soft top Hyundais.
Oh, yeah. Get that. Get the roof off your Hyundai and worry about how you get it back on later. Just get it off and get out.
Yeah. And here's a little taster of the kind of thing that happens in an Extra Beans bonus episode. Here's a little clip from this month's, which is a full 1 hour and 44 minutes long. But here's a little clip. Enjoy.
I actually went to the New Forest once. Twice. It's very nice, isn't it?
It's very nice.
I couldn't believe it. I was driving through the New Forest.
It's not a million years away from where I grew up.
Oh, is it not? No. Portsmouth, isn't it? Yeah.
Sort of between Portsmouth and Southampton.
Ponies?
So many ponies.
Wild ponies, mate.
Not only have they got wild ponies, Ben. I was driving through the New Forest once. I couldn't believe what was going on around me. They have got hogs.
Yeah?
Giant hogs. Wild giant hogs. Mm-hmm. Who slowly walk up and down the roadside. Okay? And you stop the car.
And they sell you, like, sunglasses and...
wash your car.
Stuff.
Yeah. Key rings with pictures of Mike Wozniak on. And you stop the car. Well, you pull in a garage. You buy either... the nearest thing they've got to a BAP or maybe some Warburtons. Warburtons bagels. Mm-hmm. You go up to the pig to the hog with, and you try and just get it into a bat, obviously. And you approach it with the two halves. Of the
it's a great workout.
It's a great workout. No, but they're so cute. It's incredibly sweet to see a large hog snuffling around, right? And then what you do is you Google, what are they doing? And you thought it couldn't get any more adorable. And then you find out what they're doing. You know what they're doing?
They're looking for acorns.
They're looking for acorns, which is just...
Yeah, that's so whimsical and wonderful.
It's so adorable, looking for acorns. And you're like, you know what? If I could take you home with me, you big hog, I wouldn't, because it would be one of those things where you think...
acorns.
I've got acorns. And it's one of those things where you think it'd be lovely to have the hog in the car, take the hog home, and then it would start.
One road tragedy later.
How fast do you reckon on, after putting a hog in your car and trying to take it home, would it all go wrong?
I don't think you'd get into second gear, frankly.
Daddy, can we please take the hog? Oh, of course, I can't. Daddy, can we please take the hog in the car? Of course we can. You're the golden child. Just ring the gong and the hog is yours. You know how it works. Gong!
The golden child was wrong! Nothing to see but an abandoned Hyundai i10 away in the New Forest with blood-spattered windows on the inside.
I know that nature's red in tooth and claw and you can't control these things, but come on, literally, within 5 seconds, he's defecating in the car. I mean, have some manners.
He's eating the bloody gear stick.
And suddenly I'm looking at the hog in the rearview mirror and he just isn't cute anymore. He's actually disgusting. A hog, when it's in your own car, a hog is suddenly... utterly disgusting.
Swallowing your left arm whole. Yeah. Takes the edge off the magic.
And so many teats. How many teats does one hog need?
So, Patreon is the place you can listen to the rest of the episode. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Cheerio.